Now, when you conjure up a mental image of slavery, people tend to think that it's a thing of the past, but guess what? It is still very much real, very much occurring right here, right now. To tell us a little bit more, we are joined in the studio by Jennifer Byrne. She's the New South Wales Anti-Slavery Commissioner. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, look, it's a pleasure to be here, Tess.
So tell me, what does slavery look like right now in New South Wales?
Well, it looks like a person in a kitchen, exploited, forced to live in the kitchen, underpaid, lives there every day, 7 days a week, works long hours, may suffer health conditions. The essence of slavery is that a person is controlled, just as if they were an object, a piece of paper, nothing, but not a human being. And this happens all around the world. There are over 40 million people enduring conditions like this around the world. But we know that New South Wales is not immune. Although we are an economic powerhouse, we have slavery here in New South Wales. And I can speak to that personally. Before I was appointed as the Interim Anti-Slavery Commissioner, I have represented hundreds and hundreds of people right here in New South Wales who have been enduring forced labour, slavery or human trafficking. That happens in any context, in any industries, but essentially it is gross exploitation of a human being, usually for commercial gain, but not always.
And I imagine that the numbers are very hard to pin down, but do we have an idea of how common this is?
You're so right. It is difficult to pin down because it is illegal and clandestine, but the Australian Institute of Criminology published research this year that said that there are about 1,900 people in Australia experiencing slavery. We believe that that is an underestimate, but when you think about it, even one person enduring these conditions of awful exploitation is one too many.
And so tell us about the laws in New South Wales. How do we stack up when it compares to other states?
Look, last year, New South Wales became the first Australian jurisdiction to enact a modern slavery act. The act is not yet in effect. It is subject to a parliamentary inquiry. But the act is comprehensive. You know, it appoints an anti-slavery commissioner to coordinate efforts across the state to raise awareness about human trafficking and slavery, to advocate on behalf of victims. It sets up a supply chain reporting scheme. It provides for a hotline so that people who are experiencing slavery or those who are trying to help somebody can know where to go, you know, in the first instance. Importantly, also, in a world first, the New South Wales Modern Slavery Act provides for measures requiring the New South Wales government to look into their own supply chains. So every government agency will have to take reasonable steps to ensure that the goods and services procured and not the product of modern slavery.
Oh, that's brilliant to hear.
I know, it's incredible. I'm so proud to have the position that I've got. But this is critical. I mean, the government is asking business to look into the supply chains, to identify risk and report what they're doing to address the risk of modern slavery. But the government is doing the same thing. And through my work as the Interim Anti-Slavery Commissioner, I've been involved with New South Wales procurement, working with government agencies to set out a framework for how the government can respond to the risk of modern slavery.
And you mentioned that the Act came about after a parliamentary inquiry. How did that go? What did they find?
Well, it was an inquiry chaired by the then Honourable Paul Green, an inquiry into human trafficking. That led to the passage of the Modern Slavery Act in New South Wales, successful passage, supported by all parties. The Premier delivered the second reading speech in support of the Act. So the Act has been referred to a parliamentary inquiry. We have the Act. We've also got an amendment bill, because there were some parts of the Act, you know, that we've focused on to ensure that the Act will work properly. And those provisions are in the amendment bill. And we've also set out a way for businesses to report, to identify modern slavery and, you know, to be able to explain what they need to do to meet the Act's requirements. So that whole package is going to a parliamentary inquiry. It's the Legislative Council Standing Committee on Social Issues, and it's taking submissions right now up to the 4th of October.
And just before I let you go, how can people make submissions if they do want to get involved?
Oh, look, it's really important that we all have a voice. We all tell the committee what we think about the proposals that we've formulated to address modern slavery. Go to the parliamentary website and, you know, the documents are there, the Act, the Amendment Bill, the regs, the government submissions there. And as of yesterday, some other submissions have been uploaded. The Social Issues Committee of the Legislative Council, please go and have a look.
Jennifer, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, it's a privilege to be here. Thanks for asking me.
That was Jennifer Byrne. She's the New South Wales Anti-Slavery Commissioner, speaking to us this morning a little bit about modern slavery in New South Wales.